John Wanova in a continuation of the visit with Helen this Tuesday after Labor Day, the 3rd of September, 74. Channel Wanova in a continuation of the visit with Helen Cook, this Tuesday after Labor Day, the 3rd of September, 74. Channel Wanova and a continuation of the visit with Helen Cook, this Tuesday after Labor Day, the 3rd of September, 74.
Just love to see what comes from all his.
Well, he'll have some ground, though, won't he?
Oh yes. Yes, it's mostly level. It isn't steep. Like a lot that he has now. But it will be. As well as I remember, I have been out there.
Well, now that was pretty good for Sarah, that time that she spent up there.
She had to learn to do lots of things.
Yes.
She did. I mean, she managed.
Well, that was good for her.
Oh, yes, it was good for her.
Now
she learned to cook a pot of beans and the bacon. They keep salt bacon in it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Well, now that's something. That's something. I thought, of course, she'd like to come home every now and then, but I just thought how lucky she was, and then she knew it would be.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of, very too many young people around, but there were some, you know, and it was close enough she could go to the store, walk up to the corner, and she said sometimes it was 3 and 4 times a day. Every time they'd think of something different, you know, that they didn't have or something mother'd forget, you know, she'd send her back again.
Yeah.
And said she'd end up going sometimes 3 and 4 times a day to get little things, you know. And so it was nice.
Well, it was just lucky for both of us.
It was. But I don't know where they can find any. But she wouldn't have been any help and going to school up there and all.
No.
She'd have so much homework, and she wouldn't be there with them during the day when they needed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's right, my dad.
That's quite a responsibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, when she didn't have anything else to do, that was all right, but
if she was a little older, might work for a while.
I was afraid it would be too nerve-wracking for at first, but she seemed to adjust. I mean,
it's amazing how children can do that.
Now that's right in Charleston.
St. Albans,
you said.
St. Albans, isn't it? Well, it's so scattered. Really, I don't know how big it is.
It's all Charleston, I guess, is it?
Well, Charleston, St. Albans, Spring... No, Charleston, you cross the river and you go into South Charleston, into Spring Hill, and then on into St. Albans. About 7 more miles down to St. Albans.
Is it built up?
Solid? Pretty much. They have a... What is the name of the hospital? It's either just as you get into Spring Hill or before you get into Spring Hill, this huge hospital. I can't think of the name. But Carbide itself takes up quite a bit of territory. The chemical plant takes up.
Helen, who is the youngest girl?
In the family? Andra.
Now, she married, what's her husband's name? Well, they live up.
They're the ones who live up in the Wheeling area. I mean, up in the eastern panhandle. The northern panhandle.
That's way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that country more rugged than Charleston?
They say it is. I don't know. I've never been there.
That's not your country.
That's on the northern part of the state.
That's a whole lot of West Virginia.
I've never visited all of West Virginia. I've always wanted to go to the Eastern Panhandle in Apple. Well, I'd like to go in Apple Blossom time. I'd like to go in Apple Harvest, too,
yeah,
to see it, you know, when it matured.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But it's just like I said, 50 miles up there is to 200 down here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just don't visit like you do in down here. But she married Gary Wilson. It's he does it. I don't know whether it's called extension work or.
That's practically in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where it's.
It's right out of Bethany.
It sticks up past.
It's the northern panhandle.
Oh yeah.
West Virginia,
yeah.
Up between Pennsylvania and Ohio.
I see.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Wheeling. So Wheeling.
Now see, you have the eastern, what they call the eastern panhandle. Is the part that extends out next to Maryland.
That's right.
Maryland, Pennsylvania, and all.
Yeah.
I think West Virginia is a beautiful state. If you'd outline and put it on a separate.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it's one of the prettiest. We used to have to draw it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
But what they call the panhandles, the eastern panhandle and northern panhandle. Well, she lives just out of Bethany.
Mm-hmm. And that's still in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not on the map.
Well, it's just a little place, but they live on, they don't own their farm up there. Well, at least I don't think so. They live out in the country, and it's out on a hill someplace. Well, that's hilly country up there. I know, I've been to Morgantown. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, let's see. We live, of course, down here, and Orpheus lives in Ohio, and the rest of them are in West Virginia.
Oh, so they all except the two.
Mm-hmm. Lewis used to live in Ohio, and they moved back to West Virginia. They have a trailer over. They have a new trailer over on her mother's farm. And her dad died, and her mother works in Ohio and lives in Ohio, but they have the home place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they put it in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's really a shame they didn't come back before, because someone has broke into the house and just almost took everything.
Oh.
If she didn't, of course, didn't use. She had left a lot of things back.
Yeah,
at the
you
home
don't
place.
Need to eat that much bread, just take the top off.
No, that's
off.
All right. Sure.
Now, your brother Bill has his office in Charleston.
St. Albans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And John lives in Albany, Ohio.
Helen, he's the one. Now, that's sort of recent. They came down and spent a week with Grandpa Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Grandpa Cook painted the house outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the first things I noticed was it just looked like the Cape Cod bungalow. It was so neat. And that paint was so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a coat of paint to freshen things up.
That's right. Grandpa remodeled that house himself. Did all the work when it was redone.
Oh,
they lived
did.
In the cellar house. They just had the downstairs when they first married. And the children were... Oh, I don't know how many children they had. And they all moved up into the cellar house. while they built the upstairs and fixed. And when Leo went overseas, they didn't have gas in the house yet.
Yeah.
Korea.
Yeah. And they hadn't had electricity long.
Not long, and he did helped do most of the wiring on that.
Yeah.
Leo did. And they put gas in while Leo was gone. I had wood. Home, what is the home comfort? Cook stove?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, is Leo sort of the handyman of the family? He can do so many things?
Yeah, the others can, to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But Grandma, I don't know, she's always listened to Leo, and she won't listen to the rest of them.
Is that right?
In a lot of ways. And I think that's why that he's going to have to go up there and just stay a while. She's expecting him to come and kind of get things going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She didn't say it in too many words, but, you know, I can just kind of figure things out. He can do things to suit her, and he can push Grandpa a little faster than what Grandpa's going.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
what she wants.
Mm-hmm. But there's no telling when they'll get around to doing that, is it?
Well, she wants to move. I know she wants to move before cold weather.
Okay.
And she thinks they should hurry. And Grandpa's slow. And
Well, let me tell you now, up there, cold weather's not too far.
No,
is
it? It isn't.
Where's your frost start up there?
Well, I don't know, but
down here, about as early as you get frost is early November.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're lucky, you won't get a killing frost. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it's like he said last year. You know, we used to get in September, we'd get the last of our garden. If we didn't hurry up and get it in, we'd get it frostbit.
In West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I know, and then if they'd say frost, we'd have to go out and pick what was left, whether it was ready or not, whether, you know. But they said last year they didn't have too much winter, and they just didn't know, you know, what to expect this winter.
No.
I remember one time, I can't tell you the year, but Laura and Frank were little. And it was on a Thanksgiving morning. This fellow, these people that moved into our area, they were from Elkins. And he was wanting to go back home. This boy was. And he asked us to take him home for Thanksgiving. We left home that morning early. I'd never been to Elkins. And I just had a sweater. It was warm, extra warm for that time of year. And the farther north we went into snow. Mm-hmm. And it snowed and it snowed and it snowed and it snowed. The kids had I had coats and everything, but they weren't heavy.
Uh-huh.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
And when we got back home late that night, it had snowed at home.
Yeah.
But it was warm that morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that's when you get your snows, when it warms up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it gets too cold, it doesn't snow.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But that was Thanksgiving. And I remember another Thanksgiving, we were snowbound for a week.
Yeah.
So it's unpredictable. You don't know, you know.
Oh, down in Tennessee, I remember, that came at Thanksgiving. I'm not after the snow. That came in the spring of the year. That time it snowed so much, and then it iced over, and then it snowed some more and iced over.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just walk right on top of the ice. It's two foot of snow.
Well, one time it was in March the 8th. It was in the first part of March. That was in the 41, early 40s. When it snowed, that was in March, and then 50 was when in November. We were snowbound for a week.
And you really couldn't get out.
No, couldn't get out. Well, we didn't have all our potatoes dug. We had bought a bushel of turnips. We ate turnips for a week. We surely did. And the Foreman girls, that's when Frances Marks, the foreman's daughter, lived in the house where Mother and Daddy have now. But, and
that's some fresh,
they came down.
Honey.
Mm-hmm. They came down, and Daddy crossed the river, and the highway had been cleared, but our dirt road hadn't been cleared. And Daddy walked with them to the store. We couldn't even get out the store. We couldn't get up the road for a week before they finally come grade the road. That was in 50. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just had to keep a few things in the house.
Mm-hmm, at all times. But that time we didn't have the potatoes, though. We ate turnips. It had been warm that fall.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
we Uh-huh. And we were just busy and didn't get the potatoes done. I mean, I forget how many inches, but it was deep.
Grandma cooked that, doesn't want to get snowed in up there again.
No, she doesn't. She wants out.
Yeah.
And I know it. So that's why I said I just don't want to be around.
Helen, there for a while, as I got it gathered from y'all talking, when Leo was hauling the roundup in there in Pennsylvania and all, he would jog by.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'd come by and he couldn't get away for a week, so he quit that.
Was that right?
That was the reason.
I see.
He'd get stuck.
He'd get stuck.
Uh-huh.
So he had to hold up on that.
This little thing Grandma wasn't done. That little thing Grandma wasn't done.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So if he planned to do anything else, he just had to bypass and not go by. Uh-huh. And that was the reason. That's why I said he's going to have to go up there and just stay. The rest of them are busy, and she'll listen to him.
Uh-huh.
So that's what...
Well...
I think the reason, like I told Grandpa, they're just alike.
Oh, Leo and his mother.
They're just alike. Mm-hmm. It's like two peas in a pod. That's what I told Grandpa. I said, I can see what your problem is because I have the same one. He kind of looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, Grandma and Leo are just alike. He said, you know, come think about it, they are, aren't they? I said, sure they are.
In what ways?
Oh, I don't know. Just about every way. They act alike and they do things alike. And
well, Leo don't like to eat his meals. When everybody else does.
Well, she doesn't care whether she does or not.
She doesn't?
No. No.
Is that right?
They're just alike. Mm-hmm. And she didn't eat at the table with the children when they were growing, when, you know, all the children were home. They ate first.
Oh, did they?
And then she'd eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just have to make her sit down now.
Is that right?
To get her to eat with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Still that way.
Well, you know.
I said, Grandpa, he just kept talking, you know, and he'd every chance he'd get, he'd talk. I said, Grandpa, I said, you know what? I said, I have the same problem. He said, he kind of looked at me. I said, Grandma and Leo are just alike.
Well, now let me tell you, they're not alike in this way. Leo, once he gets started, you see, he'll talk along. He don't talk like his daddy. He don't talk to his much.
You get her started, she's the same way, though.
Well, I never saw her started.
Well, that's it. You just didn't get her started. She's very... She'll be more careful around someone, you know, she's not quite so used to. But
well,
once you get her started, you know, just every day, she just likely is.
And Grandpa don't care.
No. No. I want to ask you this. What do you think about Grandpa feet calling the cat? Or scolding the cat? Did you hear that?
Well, he did mostly, yeah, he did that, but he practiced mostly on that dog.
Oh, you should hear him with the cat, though. The kids get it, this can't, they tried it and it didn't work.
Yes.
He can yell at that cat a certain way, you know, and that cat just listened to him.
Yes.
And they tried the same, try to get the same tone of voice, and the cat just ignored them.
That's right, they had it, it was a show. I think it was the same principle, though, with the dog, Helen.
Mm-hmm. And the dog will listen, too.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And he'll do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get a handful of feed, of that dog feed, of that piranha feed, and he'll hold it up there so the dog can't do it, get it, and he'll talk to that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog will do what he tells him to do. And he's about to die, you know, he's so hungry he can't wait. But he goes ahead and does mm-hmm. what he says.
Just exactly.
And that cat will slip in the house. And Grandpa will just open that door and just stand there and talk to that cat. And the cat will ignore him. And the first thing you know, that cat had enough of that talk. And he just races out. Isn't that right?
And if he gets that tone of voice, you'll yell at him, you know, you'll go right now. Right now. And the girls tried it, and it just wouldn't work. They said, what kind of a touch does Grandpa have that we don't have?
Hey, it's almost like me talking to the cows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought of.
But that tickles
Except
me.
Except he gets results, and I never did. And he make that dog go back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog came back, you know, and he really sent him back that time. And we went on over mm-hmm. to Junior's, and that dog never put in an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And that all he had to do was sit up at the house and watch us amble along that mm-hmm. meadow. But he didn't venture again.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. A guy told me that.
Yeah, that's true. But I had to laugh. When I told him, I said, you know what? I said, Leo and Grandma are just alive. He said, you know, come to think about it, they are. He hadn't thought of that.
Well, I'm trying to think now how it'd be like. You see, I don't know Leo. Whenever I see him, you know, he's sort of on his good manners.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't...
Well, she's... I don't mean that she, you know, she does anything, but they just act alike. Their actions.
Uh-huh.
And things are just the way he would do it, she would do it. She does things the same way. Now, if he has something to do, he wants to do it, and he wants to get it done.
Oh, does he?
And
oh.
when she has something to do, she wants to do it, and she wants to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, it's just like this moving situation. She wants to move, and she wants to get moved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this fooling around, and I can see why he's fooling around. He hates to move. That's one thing. And it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of worry. And he just dreads leaving.
And he hasn't sold the precious.
And he hasn't sold, and he's not in too much for her. It hasn't been. But he sees now he's going to have to get a move on just a little more. And, but that isn't fast enough for her. Now she, I bet you before another 2 weeks she'll have him moving some way. Because she wants it, she just, you know, and he wants to do what she wants to do, you know.
Oh.
But he's just slow about it. And Leo, if he has any place to go or anything to do, he wants to, you know, get out and do it right then. He don't want you fooling around about anything. And she's the same way.
Oh, that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Now, when he knew that the beans were to be canned, and he just, you know... And she wanted to get him canned. She just went, she'd zoom into the garden to get the beans. And that's where he'd find her. And he'd go down there. Oh, why'd you hurry, Mom? You know. Well, it has to be done. I want to get it done. Well, we'll have time to do this and that, something else, you know. Well, what else time he's talking about the time they'll have to do, she'll have the beans picked.
Uh-huh.
She goes ahead. And Leo's the same way. But he's just never been used to doing things like that to start with, and he just can't get in a hurry.
He's never had to face that, has he?
No.
Think of that face, 75 years old, he never faced it, and here he is. He's got to bring up housekeeping and all them things.
And he just can't rush, and not as fast as she'd like to move.
Uh-huh.
And that bothers him, and it bothers her because he's so slow, and it bothers him because she's trying to be so fast. That's the reason I said, boy, I don't want no part of it.
Yeah.
Just get me away from it all.
Yeah.
But Leo can go up there and now she'll listen. It's just like when she needed to go to the doctor. She wasn't going to go for Grandpa. Leo just went in the bedroom, put his arm around her. Mom, we'll be ready to go in just a few minutes. I'll get your things on. She was ready.
Yeah.
That's all it took. But Grandpa, she wouldn't budge for him. No. He just knew what to say to her and how to say it, you know, and go about it. And she'd listen. And I told, I said, that's the reason, one reason, to do Leo, you know, just to go up there to kind of help her out. He'll kind of ease her nerves some, you know, she's nervous, and he doesn't have any nerves either, so put them both together. Maybe they'll make out, I don't know.
They help get tired sitting in here. Why don't y'all walk around a little bit?
No.
Go in that mamu's room.
Well, pretty soon I have to.
Well, you haven't got to go right now.
No, I have to go right now.
I think it's nice in mamu's room. Mm-hmm. And the chair is so much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little.
No, we're, I'll have to get home before too awful long.
Yeah, I have to make a little trip. We'll just take a little time.
Oh, yeah.
So I went over around 500, and the end of the visit with Helen this Tuesday after Labor Day, the 3rd of September, 74. Channel went over around 500, and the end of the visit with Helen Cook, this Tuesday after Labor Day, the 3rd of September, 74.